The Jacksonville City Council is considering a package of legislation with one big goal: cutting red tape for developers downtown. Jacksonville Daily Record Associate Editor David Cotton is here with the details. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. David, this package of legislation is coming from City Councilwoman Lori Boyer. She's in her last term on the council, and on her way out, she's hoping to get this done.
Yeah, this was one big goal of Ms. Boyer's before she leaves office at the end of June. And this is a pretty substantial package of changes for both the North Bank and the South Bank. Jessica, it does three big things. The first thing is it rezones all of downtown under one zoning category. Right now, if you look at a map, every individual property in downtown has different zoning. It makes it very difficult for developers who are trying to do maybe larger projects. Say you want to do a whole block. Well, three buildings on that block may all have different zoning categories. It's costly. It's time-consuming. So this kind of cuts that down. Another thing it does is it gets rid of things like height restrictions downtown. For some reason, right now downtown has these crazy height restrictions that, again, require a deviation from the design standards that most downtowns don't have. So it eliminates that. It also gets rid of minimum parking requirements. Downtown's shifting more to more pedestrian-friendly layouts and to try to get less traffic in the urban core. And then it also creates a buffer from the St. Johns River to promote public access to the river, to promote river views of the river, and to also stagger development. You want taller buildings further back, smaller buildings, or no development at all on the river.
Now, is there anybody who has been vocally opposed to the plan to kind of standardize downtown development?
No, and this is one reason Lori Boyer has been so effective in getting this package of legislation to council. She's met for the last 6 months to a year with the chamber, architectural groups, firms that do a lot of development in and around Jacksonville. There's been a huge push to get everybody's support and buy-in. So when it does get to council and the vote does come up in May or June, there's a lot of buy-in. Now, that's not to say there's still going to be a few tweaks or maybe some suggestions as this moves through the last couple of steps, but it seems like Ms. Boyer has gotten a lot of buy-in so far. I would encourage anybody who is focused on downtown to go through the legislation, read it. It's pretty conversational. It's actually pretty easy to read through, and it's going to have an impact on downtown for the next 20, 30 years. Lori Boyer's whole purpose of introducing this package of legislation is to be progressive. Let's think about what will downtown Jacksonville be in the future? What will the market demand of downtown Jacksonville in the future? Does that mean less cars? Does that mean more friendly public spaces, more pedestrian-friendly sidewalks, more mixed-use developments? That's why other cities have pursued similar design standard changes, why Jacksonville needs to change the way they approach development in the urban core. We've got a lot of projects on the horizon, and if this removes some of the red tape, some of the cost associated with some of these smaller steps, then Lori Boyer believes maybe development will happen quicker.
Finally, we have to thank you, David, for being here to give your insights and share your reporting with us Monday mornings on WJCT. Sadly, this is your last business brief with us, and we wish you all the best in your next adventures.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure. You'll still see me around Jacksonville. I'm joining JTA to be their media and public relations manager. I can't wait to take on that challenge.
So maybe we'll still hear your voice talking about transportation projects.
Yes, you'll receive lots of emails from me.
For the last time, that's the Jacksonville Daily Record's David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.